Failure is the opportunity to begin again based on more information. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Failure is the opportunity to begin again based on more information. That's sort of a positive way of looking at failure, looking at the problems that we have. In other words, it's Mr. Edison would say, that's another one that doesn't work, so I won't try that again. I will do something a little different. What is it that you have failed in recently? Have you failed in a relationship? Have you failed in your health, in your finances, in your business? Have you failed in getting along with other people, which is like a relationship, but just accepting the world the way you create it? Are you really doing that? Are you accepting the world the way you create it? And most of the time, you're very angry about it. Most of the time you say, I didn't want that car wreck, I didn't want that illness, I didn't want that war, I didn't want the... We certainly did. We certainly did. We created every one of those glorious mistakes, you might say, those glorious failures, by our thought. Now, you can, you think I'm crazy, you can be aware that there's a war, and then instantly say, there now is peace on earth, and turn your attention away from it, and it began with me. And you turn your attention directly away from the war. And whether you like it or not, the war will stop. Now, we had a little boy that came here from Germany. Nice kid. He had nice parents in Germany and a nice activity for himself. And he just loved weights. He just loved lifting weights. He was a weightaholic. He was good. And he developed a school for lifting weights, and he did many other things. And then he went on into other enterprises, continuing lifting weights. And he became the president's counsel for physical fitness guidance. And he was in movies and is still in movies and is quite successful. And he married Maria Shriver, who was one of the Kennedy clan. And naturally, that was a... He's a lovely girl, and he's a nice guy, so they made a good catch. Well, he's at the point where he should be retiring and sitting back and spending the money that he's made and enjoying himself. But he was never one to do that. I don't think he used steroids, but he certainly exercised his body very well. Well, today, there's a governorship that may be opening up, if the recall election goes through, and he put in his hat in the California race. But now, all of this is interesting. And after he threw his hat in the race, take a wild, unimaginative guess of who supports him. Who is throwing money behind him so that he'll win? Not Bill Gates, but Warren Buffett, the second wealthiest man in the world, Warren Buffett. And he recommends our friend. And do you think that it may be the kiss of death, as it was with our Texas billionaire? Or do you think it will be the lifeline of success, as it could very readily be, in this very expensive market that we have? Now, he has not lived a life with many success, with many failures. He went from one wonderful opportunity to another, one wonderful success to another, one wonderful area of proving himself to be a fabulous guy into another area. And with the name Schwarzenegger yet, you know, I mean, it's like Eisenhower. How do you spell it? But people know how to spell it, surely. But here you have this man who has not known failures. Now, he may have known them, but we don't know about them. and he's very wise. He doesn't empower any failure by telling people about him. If people know about him, that he can't help it, that's one thing. But every business activity he gets involved in, he comes out like the white dove. Every relationship he has, he comes out like a white dove. All of the work he has done makes him into an honor student, you might say. He's with the Peace Corps, which is the Maria Shriver type of thing, and her family, and he's with the President of the United States. I mean, he's got credentials that will just back him up even better than Reagan had. Reagan had a good wife that backed him up. But how is this guy ever going to know about failure? Has he ever failed? Has he ever done anything dumb? Well, now, it seems as though just being a human being, you do dumb things. And so I am quite sure that he did lots of dumb things. Not notoriously dumb things, but just lots of dumb things. And he did not empower them. So he was able to move on from that experience in a positive, vital, dynamic way. Now, I'm sure that somewhere on his resume or on his sheet would be some little error that another politician might like to pick up on and rub his nose in it and say, you know, you weren't very good here, you did the wrong thing here. But I don't think there's a person alive who hasn't got an area where they can rub their nose in. But they won't do it to him. They won't do it to him. You know why?
He likes himself.
Partly. You know why? It's, yeah.
Not in his consciousness.
It's not in his consciousness. He likes himself, true, but it's not in his consciousness. So when you see a war and it's not in your consciousness, you can walk through 10,000 on one side and 1,000 on the other. Nothing comes nigh unto you. You see, that's a joke. No, it isn't. Schwarzenegger is merely one individual who's doing something rather interesting. In Minneapolis, they had one of the gigantic wrestlers, you know, who jumped on other people, you know, and you know, wrestled on television. And he was quite popular, and people got to know him very well. He ran for the governor's seat in Minnesota and won. And he became a very good governor. He didn't take any nonsense. He had his programs. And he did his programs. He says, you guys are running the show. I'm running my programs. And he was very successful. And people liked him. And he may still be in. But as far as he was concerned, there were no problems out here. There were no areas that needed his attention. Only areas of what he felt his expertise lie. Areas wherein he felt his expertise existed. And so that's what he concentrated on. That's what Arnie Schwarzenegger is going to concentrate on, too. You can be sure of that. I mean, he is not a lawyer. He's not into all these things, but he's smart. He's got what you call street smarts. He knows tact, diplomacy. He knows how to accomplish miracles, and he has many of them. And so he'll continue doing it. Now, whether he becomes governor or not is not the question, but that he ran and that the second richest man in the world says, I believe in you, is quite a compliment. Mm-hmm. It's quite a compliment. And whatever comes of it, it will be a fascinating thing. But the thing is, the failure is an opportunity to begin again based on more information. Any failure he has ever had, he has instantly made it into a success. He has turned it around in every positive way. And he's just a remarkable man. He lives the very things that we teach. He lives the very ideas that we suggest. And he not only lives them, but he enjoys the fruits of living them. I'm sure he has a very lovely home. I'm sure he has many millions of dollars that are his. You know, I'm sure he has great wealth. And his wife, Maria Shriver, she has great wealth in her own right, you know. And if they join it together, they are probably worth a billion, you know, which is a sizable amount of money. And his motion pictures are always well attended, and there's always a certain amount of dignity in his pictures. He plays the terrible Hun, the terrible guy with flashing sword and passing by and stuff. But the thing is, there is a dignity about him. Like Sean Connery, when he plays these things, there's a dignity. You look at this man and you think, he's quality. Now, a little rough on the edges, merely because he's so well built, but he's quality. Sean Connery has this dignity of voice and attitude, which makes him just a little different. But this is quality that every one of us can gain. And a woman can be ever so beautiful. We saw the Cinderella show, remember? And in the Cinderella show, the woman who was the stepmother for Cinderella and her two daughters took the two daughters before the queen and made a big show. And then one of the daughters heard something that made her angry. And she got up and she stamped her feet and she cried and she screamed and she yelled. And her mother said, oh, she must have been bit by a bee, stung by a bee. And then the girl came back after a moment, you know, and the queen was very much chagrined by this. But it was her character. It was her character. She had no ability to control her emotions. And so she did not succeed in all the things. She is pretty, but she did not succeed in the goals that she had because she did not control her attitudes. She didn't control her emotions. You can be sure that our friend Ani is going to control his emotions. You can be sure that you and I, we're going to control our emotions. We're going to live a very harmonious life. If something comes along that upsets us, we just turn our cheek and see it from another point of view and say, hey, that's interesting. We don't have to name it good or bad. But that's interesting, you know. Like you can be walking along and then all of a sudden the sky opens and you're wearing a pretty dress or a good suit or something and whoosh. You know, I mean, it wasn't supposed to happen that way. But you just got totally wet. And you say, well, time for me to change. And no big deal. No big deal. Whenever we have our attitude in order, no matter what experience that might be called a failure, we will see it as another way of giving us more information on a problem. And we don't have to suffer that problem. So join with me, if you will, in recognizing that you're the master of your life, I'm the master of my life, and every thought I think brings me great and wonderful benefits. And should anything come along that would rattle my cage or rattle my chain, I instantly do not give it attention, but I give attention to one or two words like peace, balance, love. And when I give those words power, that's what I experience. And what might have been a rattling chain event now just turns into a beautiful symphony coming into my consciousness of melodies of words and ideas. So this is our instant inspiration for today. And go for it, Arnie. Let's see what you can come up with. I love you. I love you. I love you.